Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Zeitgang, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 68, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, the podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Thursday, February 7th, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a.
When you walk through the garden, better watch your Jack. Well, I beg your pardon. Walk the straight and narrow, Brian.
Hashtag The Wire, courtesy of Hannah Soltis. Wow. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
I always feel the zeitgeist gone in me. And I'm your host, Miles G. Oh.
And thank you to, again, Soltis Hannah for that one. Rockwell. Where would you be if you weren't Berry Gordy's child?
Doubleheader.
Probably not having hits like that.
Hannah Soltis with the doubleheader. She's... Wow. Goat. Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious comedian, actor, singer, musician, Mr. Chris Crofton.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, this place is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Wow. We try. We try to do what we can.
I had a bit. I was going to do a bit about what was in here, like a hot tub and stuff, and then I just backed off.
Like a typical tech guy.
I was going to be like, this is beautiful. This, I can't believe you have a pinball machine. And then I...
Wow, a ping pong table. I had the hardest time figuring out what a ping pong table
I didn't want to come in too hot, so I decided not to do it.
Oh, no, come in on a 10, man.
People say a hot tub filled with champagne. That's the thing, right? Filling your hot tub with champagne.
Who has that much fucking champagne they can fill up a hot tub with?
I don't know. I've heard that before.
Lady Gaga.
Right.
Okay.
But that would be really hot champagne, which is gross.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. Just hot alcohol?
Maybe I just made that up. Anyways, Chris, it's great to have you here, man.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah. Big fan of your Instagram feed.
Oh, yeah, I do a cold brew got me like.
Yeah, cold brew got me like. It's one and of my you are, many. In fact, drinking some cold brew in front of us. Feel like I'm in the presence of, you know, greatness.
Some guy made a meme. it's one of my many nonprofit brands that I have. Cold brew got me like is, it's really taken off with my 1,700 followers.
It's just.
Well, Snake Charmer one is my favorite.
Thank you.
Cold brew got me like, and then, well, was it the snake?
You're the cobra, and then the little flute is the cold
the cobra.
Yeah, I kind of get sad when I spend more than 20 minutes trying to do that.
Right.
Trying to make those cold brew got me like
Do you have a format, a process that you do? Like you just take a random photo or something with high energy and be like, okay, now how do I mean
In the beginning, it was just straightforward. I can't believe I'm talking about this. Yeah, in the beginning, it was straightforward. It was just like a picture of some guy. You know those guys who jump off of mountains or women who jump off of mountains in those suits that make them fly?
Yeah.
You know, I'd like put a picture of that. It was very mm-hmm. literal.
Yeah. Right.
You know, or like a picture of...
Oh, I thought you were comparing your process to that. Like when I first did it, it was a little like jump
wingsuit. At first, you might die, but when you embrace it, you find out you actually fly. You just leap. Great legs.
You leap and the net appears. You know what I'm saying? With these Instagram memes.
That would be sad if I was that excited about a meme. But I mean, I was a little bit less excited than that, but almost that excited.
Right.
So anyway, I did literal stuff, and then I got weirder. And anyway, now I just can't think of any. And so I spend a good 20 minutes like,
right.
I'm in my 40s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I have no money. And when you're like sitting around for a half an hour trying to think of what's a good cold brew got me like, you get sometimes sad.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on.
We also shouldn't make it seem like that's your
thing. But it's a
thing.
Lot of fun. Yeah, no, yeah. I just do that.
Chris
thing
also just released an album that got last year, that got a 7.4 on Pitchfork. Ooh. Which is pretty fucking impressive.
Which is like a 12
man.
On a normal site.
That's 12 stars on Rolling Stone. And you're just a very funny comedian, and we're thrilled to have you, man.
Thanks.
We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to take our listeners through a few of the things we're talking about today. First of all, we got to shout out Joshua Trump.
Yeah.
We mentioned that he attended the State of the Union, and we'll talk about why we severely underrated him. We're going to talk about refrigerating.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about Netflix just out here stomping on entire brands, entire franchises. And Virginia, the white men of Virginia's problem, they just could not for the past handful of decades stop themselves from doing blackface, apparently. We're gonna talk about that because there is...
just can't quit you.
I just
so
can't stop.
Crazy.
Just wake up in black. They're like, well, what happened? But yeah, another person in line for the Virginia governorship has now come out and admitted to doing blackface in his past, in front of cameras, like presumably.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. But first, Chris, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Oh, metal detecting.
Metal detect, like metal detectors?
Metal detecting. I like to watch metal detecting videos on YouTube.
Okay. Like the elderly at a beach?
No. Come on, man.
Hey, man, my
you
bad.
You just got to know me. You're already taking shots at me? I
want to
watch some guy going down the beach.
Well, I want to do young guys going
stuff.
Down the desert.
Right. What is the
You got me fucked
I
up.
I literally can't imagine the exciting version of this.
I spend most of my time at home watching people metal detect on YouTube. And I am discerning. I don't watch just any old. Although it's fun sometimes to
watch
like,
any old.
Sometimes people will put up like an hour and a half of just plain old metal detecting where they're like, nothing today. You know, that's insane. But I've watched that also, obviously. But, you know, that and magnet fishing. Magnet fishing, have you heard of that?
No.
That's where people who have enormous amounts of spare time dangle magnets off of docks and try and find metal in the lake.
Oh, okay. And they find some neat stuff sometime?
Not really. No.
just garbage?
You'd be surprised. They find like a and they're so excited when they find pretty much... Like, if they find a wrench, they go nuts.
Right.
And they find mostly lawn chairs.
Uh-huh.
Just with, like, the plastic all eroded. Yeah. So it's just the frame.
Yes. Yeah. And they're like, cool. You could probably fix this up. Like, they say stuff like that.
That's fucking
so,
amazing.
Yeah, like, metal detecting, I mentioned that because I think it's an unusual thing from my search history. It's just that I always wanted to be an archaeologist, or I did, you know, when I was a kid, and I found out you had to do a lot of paperwork and stuff, and I didn't want to do it anymore.
Like, I just like to dig.
Yeah, I just wanted to find shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, metal detecting, it just seems like I would like that, but then there's no paperwork with that, but there's just a huge amount of frustration. Like, it's just hours of... It's just you don't find anything,
usually. I just like the idea of someone uploading a 90-minute video that's just like... Another dud down at the creek.
No, those exist. Like, you know, those exist.
You know there's nothing going into it.
They're the best video I've ever seen I mean, it's the worst, but this dude just drinking and like in a kayak on a lake, yeah, magnet fishing, oh, and he just keeps saying fuck over and over again. He's like, he keeps dropping stuff, and he's like, fuck. And okay, he's like, there's supposed to be a town underneath here somewhere.
Like a flooded town.
Yeah.
He's like, I used to be obsessed with that, like that when they would like flood an entire town with, right, like for a dam. And I had always pictured, like, you'd go swimming and it would be, like, flying over, yes, a fully intact town.
Right.
But then, like, it's actually, like, completely brown and you can't, yeah, see shit.
That's what he was, yeah, doing. He was, oh, like, really? He was like, this is a reservoir and there used to be a town, right, down there. And, like, I'm going to drag this.
Thought he was going
to
pull up a whole
around
church or,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he just got nails. You all, get, all you, yeah, really get are nails. You get nails. Nails. There's nails. You wouldn't believe the number of nails there are in bodies of water.
Yeah. I'm looking, I just searched metal detecting videos. Top result is, did I just find a lost Revolutionary War treasure metal detecting? And
I know who that
is.
Let me guess,
no,
who that is. Green, okay, Mountain, Green Mountain Detecting?
Yes, Green Mountain Metal Detecting.
Hello. Hello.
You're a fan. You're,
oh,
a,
yeah,
fan.
Yeah.
He's a man,
guy,
of discerning taste, like
I love,
you said,
that guy. I, yeah, think he makes his own music for his videos,
oh,
too,
shit,
and it's, like, really crappy,
shout,
like,
Green
fake
Mountain
grunge.
All, yeah, right, I'm going to be really impressed slash worried about you if you can get the second is metal detecting bonanza exclamation point.
Oh, I don't know if I can get that one. That's
okay.
Like, is that, that's not, no, that's not Aqua Chigger.
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
That is, oh,
fucking
the
amazing.
He cannot be
fucking
stopped.
Fucking rule, man. That is the greatest.
Wow.
Wow. Congratulations,
oh my,
sir,
God. Aqua Chigger is the least charismatic man, but he does great research and he finds incredible stuff. Like,
he's not Aqua Chigger.
I am not kidding. This man, he is really annoying, and he's, that's the thing, is you have to deal with these types of personalities.
Right,
they're,
right,
very,
right,
like, you know, just not necessarily who you want to, oh, hang, man, out with, even on video.
Right.
And he does great research though on Civil War battle sites, and this,
oh,
guy,
gotcha,
will, and he's relentless. I mean,
got
he
it
will wade around in a creek for way longer than I would ever. That's the thing, is I'm just watching it because it's like basically like a greatest hits of metal detecting, so I don't have to,
right, you
metal
don't
detect
have to
for
do
80
metal
years
detecting
to find,
right,
a cannonball. I can watch this guy,
right,
find,
like,
him.
Great.
He cuts it up so, right, I don't have to watch him with the 6 hours he's getting bitten by mosquitoes before he finds the,
right,
cannonball.
Right. Wow.
And he found, this is the best thing, and this is why I like it. this is why I like the virtual metal detector,
right,
that I do. All right. So he's in the fucking stream, right? And he's, uh-huh, like, listen, there's something on the stream bed here.
Right.
And he's like, I think it might be a musket. And he puts the camera underwater because he always does that. And then he makes this joke, hold your breath, which is not funny. I hate it. And he does it every time. Hold your breath. You know, it's like. Anyway, so he fucking found a goddamn Civil War rifle that was laying on the bottom of a stream,
wow,
since 1870. I mean, there wasn't much left of it, but,
right,
still,
that's
what?
Rad.
I mean, that made me, you know, so then I was.
I mean, that was, is what I call a metal detecting bonanza. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Exclamation,
exactly,
point.
Right there, you're like, subscribe.
But he's
I'm
a
there
weird guy because he's also into, like, he'll go to where, like, people whitewater raft, and he'll just find, like, iPhones and,
yeah,
glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was
going to
ask if you watch
happy
those
about that shit.
Yeah, because that's,
right,
that's a genre of video,
that,
the river skimming, when you
I
see,
right,
the people.
I hate that.
It's, yeah, always phones. That, oh, one's just always phones.
That's like,
right,
who,
right.
Ugh. And he's like, it's.
I like
works
how there's like disdain though. There's like, I like the metal detecting where they find artifacts,
right?
Not this riverbed skimming where you find an old iPod,
right?
Exactly.
Bullshit.
It's true. And then, yeah, so one time he found like a metal detecting part, like another metal detector with his metal detector, and he had a lot of fun with that, which I didn't care about either. He's like, well, the irony.
I feel like we could honestly have a whole show that is just you talking about your search history, but
anyway,
we have to,
yeah,
move on to something you think is underrated, or you could go overrated first.
Well, I was going to say overrated weed.
Okay.
Because I thought that would make everybody mad.
Yeah.
And
no, then, we're furious.
Yeah, we're really mad.
Overrated weed.
Okay. Weed.
Is that just what you want me to say, or should I say something more like,
no,
current event
good
kind of thing?
No,
no,
I mean, weed is
truth
a current event right now.
I mean, Maroon 5 is overrated as well.
By who?
Whoa, hold on. Hold the fuck up.
All right.
You
Miles
got
just
me pissed off with
the table
weed. Now
over
you're fucking coming at M5.
I'm sorry. I'm
M5.
Sorry.
I don't think Maroon 5 is overrated by anybody now after the Super Bowl. But weed, what is your beef with weed?
Well, just since I moved to Los Angeles, like, 4 years ago, like, everybody I meet is stoned out of their mind, and it's sometimes annoying.
Yeah.
I think that they think that it never bothers anybody at all, but I'm kind of sick of meeting glassy-eyed dopes.
Right. Who just kind of like, hey.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the okay, so where do we go from here?
And also in stand-up, when I moved out here, like half the stand-ups would be like, I forgot my set when they got on stage. And I was like, that's not funny. That's
not
annoying.
Professional either, right?
So anyway, I just think that, and I'll say something bad about weed, and this will happen. Like everybody who's listening to this will be mad at me.
Oh, for sure.
Because but I'm also old, so I smoked weed when it was just like you like smoke some pot and you could listen to Journey or whatever. And then, then you could be like, it wore off and and then you could go to a party, but now you're in like some kind of,
you're invested.
You know, like a mind prison or whatever, you know, like when you smoke pot and the people that learn to function within that prison,
yes,
which is like everybody in
you're
LA
sitting next to one.
I mean, yeah, it's like, me, yeah. Oh my God.
I'm the warden.
Miles.
Okay.
The
so
warden of prison. That mind prison.
I run this motherfucker. And I'm good. Yeah. The inmates can do whatever the fuck they want.
I'm really just, maybe I just feel left out.
No, but I think also, but there's to something, I get what you mean when you meet people that are super stoned, like, especially as a first impression, because you're almost like, what the fuck? Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, certain social situations, I don't want to walk into just dumb high.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you still want to be able to, like, convey your personality or that you have a soul.
Right.
But I see with, like, even, like, my younger cousins who love to just dab. And just be diet heroined out. And just like, what's up?
That's what I mean.
Or diet
that's what
heroined
I mean.
Out.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Because I like, I also do feel left out because when I dab or I tried it before, like it's like, you know, it's ambulance time. It's not something like I can't like hang out and do a podcast. Like
right now,
I was like stoned right now, I would not, I would jump, I would be gone. I would walk out the door. They'd be like, are you, oh, I guess you went to the bathroom. But it would, I mean, I'd be walking home.
Like, oh my God, he's log rolling home.
I have to walk. I have to walk. I have to walk.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to walk.
Yeah.
So, and I also don't like it because when I complain about weed at all, everyone says, like,
you got to try CBD.
Or it's just like, not your, it's not your, it's not weed's fault. Like, it's your fault. It's what you bring to the weed.
Right.
And I'm like, how much do you like this stuff?
Yeah. Or also, some like, people, it gives schizophrenia.
Yeah. You know? I like weed, you know. You know, that's fine. That's for me. If you don't like it, great. That's for you. I don't, no one should be offended that someone else is like, I don't fuck with it and I don't like it.
Yes.
It's not saying they're, because people take it personally. Like, what do you mean you don't like me?
Yeah.
Like, I had a really bad experience on weed recently, and that's part of the reason I'm angry at weed.
Yes.
Because it was really deep. Like, I actually was in my apartment and I yelled.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I seriously went, like,
shit.
That sounds like half of the time weed would make me like silly and like, you know, fun to be around, and the other half it would make me legitimately mentally ill. Like, I would just be
I
like,
can only breathe through my shoe.
Right.
Exactly. What is something you think is underrated?
Underrated, I would say YouTube.
YouTube. Okay. No, I've never heard of this. What
kind of stuff's on there? What do you like watching on there?
I think YouTube is underrated because, like, if you know what you're doing on there, you can really, really learn some stuff.
Yeah.
And you can learn some stuff that you don't need to know. And you can watch corporate training videos from 1982. And I think we're living in a golden age, and YouTube's just getting lost in the shuffle of, I think it's one of the best, like, I don't care about, I don't actually, this is just me being dumb, because I don't actually care if anyone thinks YouTube isn't very good.
Yeah.
This is an insane thing I'm saying, but I do think that YouTube is one of, if you know how to use it, there's so much amazing shit on there, and I think someday it'll go away. And I think, because I think someday they'll figure out a way to make it a subscription, or I think it's a golden age for like, I mean, also I'm older, another thing where I'm like in my 40s, so like, the idea that you can watch those things, like even live performances of like bands. You know, when I was growing up, you had to send away for that shit.
Right,
pay for it.
Right.
Like, you couldn't just go on to, like, I watched a Yeah Yeah Yeahs concert from last summer, part of it. You know, well, the only problem is now you don't care about anything anymore. Because you can watch it whenever you want. So I'm like, who cares about a Yeah Yeah Yeahs concert?
Right.
Turned it off. They look older. sucks. This is stupid. They were never good.
Right.
I'm gonna watch Metal Detecting again. so, but you know, that is like kind of cool. I can watch a PJ Harvey show if I want. I can watch a Jesus Lizard show or any of these things that I used to have to. And it has devalued certain things. Like there, I had a videotape with, like, the cat that claws the guy, the Pinky the cat.
I don't know.
Famous. Oh, famous. 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 A famous, famous, famous viral video from like, but like, it's about, it's the pet of the week.
Oh, yeah,
Pinky
where the
cat.
Guy has like, it's like an animal control guy. He's like wearing a uniform and he's like, and this is Pinky. And it just,
yeah,
fucking
it's like pet of the week.
Destroys
and he's like,
him.
A pet of the week. Come adopt Pinky. And then Pinky amazing. Bites his scrotum. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like whines. Pinky whines his way up his leg like a fucking snake.
Yeah, and the
and
leash
bites,
is like,
and then
also
bites
like a
his fucking
yeah.
scrotum. And he goes, ah! Ah! And it's pet of the week. And, right. And anyway, so the I had a videotape with that on it. And like, my friends, we would have like a party based
yeah,
on
around,
that
right?
one
yeah.
thing.
Yeah,
and now there's yeah. like, you can watch that all day. So yeah. I just want people to understand that if you curate your YouTube experience properly,
yeah.
this is a golden age. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
it's also underrated in the sense that like there is so much dark shit. But yes. like passively, a lot of teenagers are like, I want to learn about like how to like get a woman. And then suddenly it's like, this is the problem with black and brown people, right. the YouTube.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. yeah. No, that's
whoa,
what I mean by curated.
Shit.
You got to
yeah,
be
yeah,
careful.
Because yeah. the algorithms on there are, yeah.
The problem is YouTube is
start,
everything.
Start wholesome, man.
Yeah.
Go with the metal detecting.
But I'd rather go into a deep dive in YouTube, for example, than watch like Parks and Rec or whatever. I love that I'm using a reference of a show that's been off the air for like 10 years. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
people
yeah,
are like, watch Ozark. And I'm like, I don't care about Ozark. That's a fake show. I'd
you're
rather
like,
watch some
I'm
real
trying to watch
dude.
Aqua Chigger get down.
I'd rather, yeah, I'd rather watch some like public access dude play the keyboard.
Yeah.
Speaking of causes, there was like, there's a clip of Tori Amos in HD from the 1992 Montreux Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
And it's the trippiest clip to watch because it's from 92, but it's in full HD.
Oh, wow.
So you're like, it's really confusing visually because everybody is like, you're like, oh, this is 92, but you're not used to seeing 1992 in that resolution.
Yeah. That's have you ever seen a color photography of World War II?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It like fucking blows your mind.
That's my shit right there.
Yeah.
I've seen that so many times. I'm
yeah.
like, colorized anything. I'm like, colorized. I've watched the Tsar get deposed or whatever.
Right.
to 1910.
Right, right.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
colorized. That's what I'm doing at home.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
I know that ghosts are real. So the myth is that ghosts are fake.
All right.
I believe that I can bust the myth that ghosts are fake. And I'm tired of scientists who are like, there's no such thing as a ghost. It's wind. I'm tired of that.
Okay, so help me find a ghost.
Okay.
Where are the ghosts at?
The ghosts are at old houses.
In the south.
Oh, great. Somewhere there's a lot of cobwebs.
But
right.
there's oh no, it's but I've experienced a ghost. I'll tell you the best story real quick. This is because I know this is a podcast and we have to move. But I was on an island called Block Island off the coast of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Very haunted.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason. And people will say, like, maybe the ghost can't go across the water.
Mm-hmm.
Now I will admit that when people start like having theories about ghosts, it annoys me
sounds
too.
Stupid.
Like if I was
yeah.
a scientist, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I take you very seriously now that you've said that ghosts maybe can't go across water. So I was in the shower. This is getting steamy. This
uh-huh.
is a good episode.
I like this.
I was in the shower uh-huh. in 1996.
Ooh.
So I was in pretty good shape. I had more hair. Just setting the scene. Anyway, I bought one of those Brady yep. Bunch watches at a flea market. And I like those big thick ones like Mr. Brady used to wear. Yeah, I love my references. They're so old. You know what I'm talking about. Gilligan's
yeah.
Island.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I bought a big old watch and I hung it on top of the shower. And it was like this. Anyway, I got out of the shower. I knew damn well where I put the watch. The watch wasn't there. Not huh. there. Not. I mean, it wasn't even. So I looked for it. Like, but I even knew, like, what am I doing? Like, I mean, there's nowhere it could be. It's either on the where I put it, hung up on top of the shower, or it's on the floor, or it's nowhere. So I walked out of the bathroom, and I walked back in, and the watch was right where it was before.
What the fuck?
Initially.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there, and then it was gone, and then it was there. And I don't think it, I don't think, like, I missed it floating out of the room and floating back in. Like, I think it was
right.
just there, and it was gone, and then it was there.
Huh.
But it's not maybe the best ghost story, but I'll never forget it.
Well, I'm convinced.
That's, well, I mean, you know.
Professor, the watch was there, then it was gone,
it'll never
then
work.
It was there.
All right, it'll never work.
And it
was
dripping
that
in
was
blood.
My, that's my myth right. busting.
There it is. Well, you're all on notice. Ghosts exist.
Ghosts exist.
And they steal watches.
They do.
Only temporary. They borrow watches.
That watch did not get blown away, scientists.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And really quickly, we wanted to give a shout out to Joshua Trump.
Yeah.
He is the young man who was bullied for having the last name Trump. And he was invited to the State of the Union by Melania and wasn't really referenced during the course of the State of the Union. But there are now photographs that show that during the speech, he was just like cartoon snoozing.
He was broken neck asleep.
Out.
He had just the broke neck just like.
If there had been a feather above his head that he was just keeping afloat, he couldn't have been more cartoonish.
I mean, it was late. You know, that speech went into the night, probably past his bedtime.
It was a long speech.
But yeah, I just the image of it is just so funny. Everyone's so engaged and he's just like, dude, I'm sorry. I can't be here right now.
Right. But he's not a real Trump, right? He's just named
someone
Trump.
Someone with the name Trump.
And was
right.
he sitting? Did I see Melania in that picture?
Yeah,
is he
right
sitting close to Melania?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's part of her anti-bullying campaign, Be Best.
Yeah, yeah. She's doing it.
Just because her name, you know, that's how terrible this president is. The name alone will get you in trouble with your friends.
Oh. Yeah. And did we talk about my theory as why Trump didn't mention him?
I think we did.
On the show?
Probably, okay. Yes.
Yeah, there's just no way he could make room for a world where his last name gets people bullied.
Yeah,
because
sure.
He's too cool.
He'd be like, if anything, he'd...
He gets laid.
He gets laid, so...
All the time.
He's nine. Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, right. No. Whatever.
He's getting it, left and right.
He's great.
Let's talk about refrigerating. Refrigerating?
Refrigerating.
Refrigerating. Is a dating service from Samsung.
Yeah.
Just matching people based on the contents of their fridges.
Yeah, so rather than, you know, swiping on a photo of a human visage,
right?
You would look at a just cluttered mess of the inside of someone's refrigerator, and they're encouraging people to, you know, based off what a refrigerator looks like, you know, go after that. Now, I don't know how serious this is.
This seems like some post-apocalyptic shit. Where it's just like, look at the food I have in my refrigerator, ladies.
Well, if this weren't, you know, just a blatant PR thing from Samsung for the new refrigerator, and I really thought about it, I'm trying to think of what kind of refrigerator, like, interior would be like. I would be like, oh, fuck. Yes. We're swiping on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see how she had the milk in Tupperware? Like, I don't know what I'm looking for
milk
there.
Milk in Tupperware?
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't fuck with cartons. you know, whatever that is.
I think you'd be looking for, like, just... I mean, I would think, like, the more... I mean, you just would end up with people with fake pictures of fridges.
Right, right.
Well-organized
like they're not. I'm not going to show my fridge.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Right. What's yours?
Cold brew and one container of feta cheese that's expired. Like, you know, and maybe, like, some candy because I'm afraid...
Oh, you put candy in the fridge?
Like, well, no, I don't know. Not candy, maybe cereal. I live in an unusual place, so I'm afraid of animals. So I keep cereal in the refrigerator... I mean, whatever. It'd be horrible. Yeah. I mean, they would say, I'd rather, you know, I look like a murderer or something. It was like, I would get a picture if I wanted to have a date.
Right.
I would get a picture of, like, Kim Kardashian's refrigerator, and then I'd have that up there. And then they'd come to my house, and they'd be like, where's your refrigerator that I loved? And you'd be like, sorry.
Where's all that boxed water from the refrigerator?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
The boxed water would be the flex. This would drive sales of boxed water through the roof.
Well, it's, this Samsung, like, it's this new line of refrigerators that already seems like... I think we've hit peak refrigerator technology already. When we had the ice door and water dispenser in the door, I think that's all we need. But like now, there's like see-through doors and fucking smart tablets built into it. But this one specifically has a touchscreen and interior cameras that allow you to see the inside of your fridge from an internet-connected device. And the system can alert you when use-by dates are approaching.
Oh, now, does it read the use-by dates?
It must be analyzing it, but, like, how many cameras are there? Like, are you just putting everything that has a use-by date? Not everything is, like, printed right there on the top.
Yeah, if they make you input the use-by date, then that is such a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Just that's... using your hand and eye, I still think, is the best system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or your fucking nose.
Or nose, yeah. When your refrigerator starts to smell bad, that's when that's the real use by date.
Hopefully it doesn't get to that point. We're like,
yeah, no, me neither. I would
a little
never,
spicy in there.
Yeah. I would never let something go that long.
The whole
grown
thing.
Up with children. Anyways.
You have a refrigerator, they're just trying to trick you into getting more refrigerators. I mean, you have a refrigerator, it's working, and then they'll tell you you need a refrigerator that helps you date.
Camera?
Or
right.
Yeah, and you're like,
The camera is just sort of like, you don't need to be seeing inside. Like, what the fuck do I need that my refrigerator be camera enabled? Like, what reason?
Yeah.
In my mind, it only goes to dark places where I'm like, what are you trying to figure out? Are you trying to get a hand profile of me?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like 14 more
algorithms.
Yep. More NSA looking at your shit.
Looking at my hands.
NSA
why would your hands be in the refrigerator?
Because you're grabbing shit.
Oh, it's like a live video feed?
Yeah, like inside. It's unfucking necessary.
Yeah, okay. Got
so,
it.
It's like that doorbell thing. Like fucking four people have rung my doorbell in my life.
That
would be
the
most dead air thing. Who rings your fucking doorbell?
You're like
nobody.
Calling them like, I think it's broken. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Oh,
like,
it's a raccoon again.
It's not alerting me.
It's a raccoon.
Again.
Man, you do live in an unusual place where raccoons ring the doorbell.
I live in Monrovia. California. It's out by... out east of Pasadena.
Yeah.
There's a lot of animals out there. And I live in like a little cabin kind of thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
In a backyard. back house.
So Netflix announced a new TV show that I think they advertised for the first time on the Super Bowl called Planet Earth, I believe.
Well, that was the old one.
Oh, okay.
That they're
I'm
coming
sorry.
For.
Right. It is called...
Our planet.
Our planet.
Yeah.
Which planet is... Oh, Planet Earth.
Planet Earth, right. Exactly. Okay. But it's basically Planet Earth. You know, because Netflix, they have a really good thing going. They like to take existing genres of TV and then just turn it the fuck up.
Just one up them.
Yeah, like Chef's Table, like took cooking sort of like, you know, culinary shows up a notch. Even if it was fucking American Ninja Warrior, they made Ultimate Beastmaster and even like stole people from that show to be like, okay, well, here's our version of an obstacle course show. And now they're coming for the sort of nature, you know, beautifully shot doc genre of Planet Earth.
Right.
And they got from the trailer, the cinematography looks really fucking good.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, okay. But I wonder if they have David Attenborough.
Right. So that's what I said. I was like, So somebody said, wait, do they have David Attenborough? I was like, no, this no is way. Their competition yeah. for David Attenborough's like BBC shows. And sure enough, they got David fucking Attenborough, bro.
He's just fucking just taking a dump on planet him. Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking my talents to Netflix.
I didn't know David Attenborough was still alive.
Oh, man. He's out here.
He's been narrating nature documentaries since like 1964.
Yeah, right?
This is the first time that I've been very confident Netflix is paying attention to me in particular, because this is the main thing I use Netflix for, is just to have nature documentaries on in the background.
Really?
Because like kids, you're not supposed to like have a bunch of like, you know, confusing, lots of like cuts stuff on TV, but right. you can have a nature documentary on and it's helping them like,
oh, yeah,
you
yeah, know, yeah.
appreciate nature and you don't feel too bad
There's
about
no, like,
it.
There's no like problematic language in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And you can just like look up and see an amazing image. You don't have to be following the plot.
Oh, you should do that one where it's just a train ride.
Yeah.
Have you seen those
slow TV?
Yeah, slow TV.
Yeah, yeah, no. I've also had that. I've also
done
that.
Oh, so you're just the master of
yeah.
slow moving content.
Yeah, just ambient wow. television.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to there. Look, there were a few shots where I was like, "Oh, that looks like that was a feat of cinematography to like, you know, mid hunt yes. cheetah action shots."
Yeah, this show's for like weed that. People.
Oh yeah, 100%.
This is
100%.
Yes. I mean, I've been stoned and enjoyed it many times.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
that sounds awesome. If you it's, like, I'd love to go on a virtual train ride or look at a pelican or whatever. I'm into, yeah. I'm into that shit. Yeah. I mean, like if yeah. you're stoned, that sounds great.
Or, you know, people metal detecting.
Yeah, right. whatever. Yeah. Like, I do think like I love when a little thing about the pot thing. I do love it when it works. It just doesn't usually work for me. Like I would try and watch a pelican.
Right.
You know, like on modern weed and then right. I would end up throwing the TV out the window and
right.
like calling the authorities.
Calling the ambulance.
And, yeah. Whatever
yeah.
it is. So,
yeah.
But if you can chill out and watch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Any of that kind of stuff, that's great.
That's what it was made for.
I do not. I don't need the weed. I'm fine. If you check out the latest Blue Planet 2, there's some shit on there that is mind-blowing. There are fish that eat birds. Like, that's what they eat.
And that's what they do.
They just jump out of the water and eat birds out of the fucking air, man. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they have it in slow motion. It's wild. Anyways.
That's my weed.
Yeah. Let's talk blackface, guys.
Oh, man.
This is the story that just won't quit.
Yeah, I mean, look, not only is Virginia for lovers, it's also for blackface. It seems
like it's mainly
for
blackface.
Lovers of minstrel shows.
Virginia is for yes. lovers of blackface. I mean, yes, so first there was Ralph Northam, the governor, came out and we talked about him being like, look, it wasn't me in the blackface KKK photo. I did blackface. You know how the shoe polish gets on your face and it doesn't come off.
It wasn't
right.
me.
I was Michael Jackson.
It wasn't
okay?
me.
And I won. So hopefully right. that takes it down a couple
so
levels.
There was just incidental blackface on his medical school yearbook page.
Right.
Just another person in blackface, but he did have a blackface experience
and
in his past.
And his nickname was Coon Man, I
think? His nickname was Coon Man.
And not the song.
Right.
Confused with Spoon Man.
Right.
But yeah, that was the first thing. So everyone looked at, okay, well, who would be next in succession? And that would have been the lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax. And right now he's embroiled in, he's like looking at sexual assault allegations from back
right.
in 2004,
right.
Where the victim has come out and put these things on the record,
right.
and he's been denying it. So people are like, oh, fuck, well,
yeah,
gee,
they got nobody.
Democrat right. party is in array. Like, well, who's next in line? The
Another
attorney
Democrat,
general.
Fortunately.
Yeah, the attorney general, Mark Herring. And now we find out he puts out a statement who was like, look, in the 80s, I was 19, and I was a real big fan of rappers like Curtis Blow. So me and my friends did a little bit of a rap minstrel show, put on some blackface at a party, and did some performed some songs. I'm really fucking sorry. And I'm just, you know, I've come a long way and did the usual thing where then he lists off all the good things he's done, which is meant to sort of offset all that other shit.
Right.
But come on now. Like, let's be real. All y'all got to go.
Well, I think it's weird because also these white people are trying to say that, like, they're trying to, like, actually act like they're referencing, like, beloved black artists. Like, you know, like he's like, he mentioned Curtis Blow. It was probably like PM Dawn or something. Like,
right.
He's like, you know, he's like trying to be like, I just loved OG rap.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It's like, oh, well, give him a pass.
I mean, Rock Kim.
Curtis
we
Blow.
All know.
I mean,
yeah.
who talks about him? Let's give yeah. this guy a pass for that. Or I really loved, or I won the Michael Jackson contest. You know,
right.
I just love,
I could
like that'll walk. Help.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Well, it's just
well, he won,
yeah.
So...
Right.
Well, there's a thing. I don't know what's going on in Virginia, because even that his yearbook, his medical school, East Virginia Medical School,
right.
They had to, like, stop doing the yearbook because there was so much blackface happening.
Right. There was a recent medical school yearbook, like, from the past 10 years where there were people in blackface. Again.
Yeah.
Like... That recently.
I know the deal because I grew up in Connecticut in a really wealthy town. We were not all that wealthy, and that's why I've been in a perpetual rage for my whole life. But and that's almost 75% true. So, you know, growing up in that area, you know where these people, what they're like. They're like, I remember in college, like I went to Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut, which is where Tucker Carlson, I was in the same class as Tucker Carlson. I knew Tucker Carlson.
Oh, wow.
And he actually seemed normal. He didn't let on that he was secretly a fascist.
That's the problem with him is he does seem normal. He might actually be normal and he's still
just
doing
milking
this shit.
It, right?
Yeah. So anyway, at that school, I remember blackface happened at my school, or it was like white people being like, oh yeah, no one can stop me from being politically incorrect. It was like the old version of that. Like,
right.
Oh yeah, I'm not supposed to do blackface. Why? Because I like Michael Jackson, you know? So
right. What's the problem?
But it was right. This way of being racist that it's like that white bully culture.
Right.
That those politicians come out of. All those politicians, they're all connected, wealthy people.
Yep.
And that scene is deeply...
Yeah. Well, and also it's like, it's one of those things where you don't have many people of color in your orbit.
Yeah.
So
no.
Of course you're going to do that because you never see, you don't see like black people at this party like, hey, there's my friend, blackface guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think it's those environments too where you can fuck around and do wild shit like this, but there's no one around to be like,
Yeah.
And it's just like a thrill thing where it's like, we're not supposed to, but it's just us.
Right.
And we know. Yeah. Fuck it. We'll do this offensive
and
shit.
And the internet thankfully changed that because now there's like light in those corners where they were safe to do this bullshit because nobody would call them on it.
Right.
It's like streaking for racist people.
Right.
It's like a thrill.
Yes.
Like,
right. Woohoo! Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's like, oh, God, that was so cool. Don't tell anyone, please.
That's a perfect description of it. You're right. That's what it is.
And you know,
I mean, Covenant Catholic also saw blackface there.
Right.
This is just... Yeah, these whites can't stop themselves from.
Jack.
I'm sorry.
Say
it's like
something
the final
to them.
Frontier. Yeah, it's like it's like, well, what you know, we can do whatever we want. Like what?
Right,
it's like what other thing can I do that I can get away with?
Yeah. Right. And the really bad news is that fourth in line and likely new Virginia governor is a Republican Speaker of the House of Delegates, Kirk Cox.
All right.
Assuming he has not done blackface. Although, even if he did,
I'm sure Vegas is taking action on that shit right now.
I mean,
like,
there's almost no way.
Did Kirk Cox do blackface?
There's almost no way he hasn't. But it's just a question of whether, because all of these, so I think Northam and then the lieutenant governor were both exposed by a conservative website. And so it seems like this guy probably is safe from that, at least Kirk Cox.
Unless he has it so flagrantly out there.
Right.
When he's like, hey, we were Jay-Z and Beyonce for Halloween.
Oh, he did his blackface alone in the basement probably or something.
Yeah.
Just to see what it's like.
Away from the cameras.
He was the guy under the KKK hood in that picture.
Well, it's good because, you know, the Democrats have to show people, especially if they're trying to bring more people into their base, that this is there's a standard for being leadership in the party.
Right.
And doing this kind of shit will exclude you from doing that, from participating.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that, you know, and I think the more the Republicans have people like Steve King and they're just like, well, you know, we'll just let it rock.
Right.
You know, that your people are starting to see like, oh, okay, these are two very different ideologies.
Right. Standard is with Democrats, it's like if at one point in their past they did blackface. With Republicans, it's Steve King went to the State of the Union with a black person, and that's like, well, he's clear from now on.
He's in the clear.
He did the opposite of blackface, so we're good. We can wipe our hands, and we're all good. All right, let's talk about crypto, guys. We've taken our eye off the crypto game here on the Daily Zeitgeist. No, there's a wild story, though. So, I mean, the whole point behind the cryptocurrencies is that it's like a one-to-one thing. You don't just, like, transfer numbers and, you know, your money is on, like, 5,000 different computers and it's just a number on, like, 1,000 different servers. It's actually, like, on a server somewhere. Unfortunately, that means that
sometimes your money is like a term paper on an old word processor computer that like just shorts out and you lose the whole thing.
Right. Mm.
And in this case, there was a guy who founded a crypto platform where people, you know, stored their cryptocurrency, and he died unexpectedly at the age of 30, so was not planning for that, from complications due to Crohn's disease while volunteering at an orphanage in India. So good on him. But it turns out he never told anybody the password for getting in and like managing this platform. And so there's $180 million Canadian in his account that nobody can get to. It's just gone.
Locked up right
yeah,
there.
It's just gone. Unless somebody can like figure out a way to get in.
Are there, I'm sure conspiracy theories abound
there
around
are.
This?
Yes, because people are saying, you know, his fiance is being, or maybe his wife, his widow, is being accused of like orchestrating the whole thing, and people are saying he's not dead. And
but has the money moved? Do they have any idea like if it has, or it's just they just know that $180 million is just frozen,
right,
suspended in midair right now?
Yeah, I don't know all the details.
Anybody, if anybody from this controversy is listening to the Daily Zeitgeist right now, I'm just going to put out there, have you tried working for the Weekend 69?
Right.
Everybody.
What's
try that
band?
Working right, yeah. And also with just an N.
Right.
With the G. Do with it, and then 42069.
Right. Yeah.
Sexmaster G.
Yes. I mean, he's a Canadian, so all of this sounds about right. You know, working for the Weekend sounds like it's about his speed.
Working for the Weekend music-wise. A.
Oh, my right. God. Loverboy's from Canada. I
yeah,
forgot
yeah.
about that.
Oh,
so, yeah,
there.
Try all
yeah,
the Loverboy yeah. Song titles.
And right. albums. Right. But it has to have 69 in there.
Definitely. 42069. Yeah. What is 420 times 69?
Don't worry about that.
Okay. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break to do that math. We'll be right back.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month. Taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and we don't often get into sports here. I mean, we talk about the big events like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and but, World Cup.
And World Cup.
Oh, I wish that drop came in.
Nick's asleep at the wheel.
We had to get rid of it. We had to make room on that.
Well, part. There's something that I didn't really think of as a big like culture-crossing event, but it's developing into one, and that is the NBA trade deadline. For the past like 5 days, stories about the NBA trade deadline have been at the top of Google Trends, like,
right,
every day.
Because there's like league-changing shifts that could occur.
Right. So there's the Anthony Davis thing. You know, he is probably top three players in the NBA. And if you were taking odds on who's going to be the best player in the NBA for the next five seasons, he would probably be your top bet. He's just that age, that young, that just incredibly talented. And he wants to go to the Lakers. There's some weird agent stuff involved because he's represented by the same person as LeBron. And there's like weird things that people think there's tampering going on. But anyways, the Lakers are throwing basically their entire team.
We were going to give away our future.
We being?
The Lakers.
Okay.
Yes. For the next 10 years, at least.
Right.
Our core, basically the entire young core and right. some first round picks for Anthony Davis, which, you know, great. I think we're past the point of like trying to like wait. Like
right.
Fuck it. Let's do instant ramen if we got to.
Right.
That was like a thing that I personally was like, that seems like a lot to give away. And I think it was weird for the first time. Yeah, there was a lot of attention around this because it was, you know, a huge concentration of talent could have occurred.
Yeah.
On the Lakers, but
still might.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like you won't have enough players left to field a team if you do get him
right.
Because they're just asking for everything.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it would be worth it. Like Zach Lowe from ESPN, who's kind of the guy who knows everything about basketball these days, was saying that this would be the biggest trade in the NBA since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar went to the Lakers from the Milwaukee Bucks in like the late 70s.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like he's that good and it's that kind of unprecedented. But maybe because that is on the table, everybody's now got NBA trade deadline fever. Like it's sort of where fans get to dream more so than draft night.
Right.
But it seems like it's a bigger deal than like the NBA finals now. Like people are like really
because there's so much speculation too of being like,
yeah.
Well, then if that happens, these are the other permutations of these like outcomes.
Right.
These are all the different ways this can end. And I think that's what these deadlines do.
Right.
Is it like activates the imagination. Like
it's
you said,
like Comic-Con. You don't actually see the movies. You're just seeing the trailers for the movies. And so it's just all hype. But
right.
It's like a place for fans to just get excited about like what could be, even though, you know, half of those movies are going to end up sucking.
Yeah, look, just give the Pelicans what they want. If they want LeBron, fine.
There's also a thing that happens where if they want LeBron. So, I mean, yes.
Just get it done,
that's
man.
That's the one person who they are not willing to trade. And, I mean, the reason they need to make this happen is because LeBron's probably LeBron for the next three seasons. I mean, he does not seem to be human, but
I mean, look, we're the same age, and the way I'm feeling my body, I mean, he should probably retire now.
Yeah.
Just to be real.
You may notice that I've become completely silent. <during that. laughs>
He's going to start pulling muscles, getting out of bed.
I don't know anything about basketball.
Yeah. The Sixers.
Make a prediction without
I know
knowing
a little
anything.
Bit.
Make
I know
a prediction
LeBron.
Right now.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
I don't even
about.
Know either.
I
just
can't remember.
It,
I think you should definitely do the trade.
Boom.
Yeah,
there it is.
It's happening. You
and
heard
see,
it
like
here
that.
First, gang.
Yeah, if you're on the – who's the coach of the – I'll like – another great – Pat O'Reilly, if you're listening.
Pat O'Reilly.
Pat O'Reilly.
Okay.
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
Wait, what was
Pat
that
Riley.
His name?
Just
Pat
Riley.
Riley. Yeah, oh, yeah. See, that's, yeah. See, I should have shut up. You should have just.
I like Pat O'Reilly, though.
Pat O'Reilly.
It was definitely
that's
a person.
So bad. Yes. Oh, God, that's sad.
Shout out to listener Pat O'Reilly, yeah. Who's right now who's just Riley. Like, yes, what the fuck?
It's me. Pat O'Reilly.
I can't believe I called him Pat O'Reilly. I'm such a loser.
The number one trending name yesterday was Tobias Harris, who I have to talk about because the Sixers traded for him from the Clippers, and now it was an interesting, like, the way this news cycle works, though, because it's all about, like, potential. Once the trade actually happens, people are like, oh, they fucked up now.
Right.
Because, so, Tobias, the Sixers traded to get him. He's, like, a, you know, up-and-coming talent, one of the best three-point shooters for a big man in the league, and just one of the best three-point shooters in the league. So, Woj, the guy who breaks all the news in the NBA, was writing about this morning right after the deal, and he was like, wow, the Sixers have one of the best starting fives, probably the best starting five next to Golden State. And then everybody was like, the Sixers made a big mistake here. They gave away too much. And Woj, like, took that article down and, like, put up something being like, and, you know, I guess the Sixers think they did a good thing. But,
oh, well, wow.
Like, just, it's, you know, people, nobody wants to buy into the hype. It's NBA Twitter and NBA blogosphere is just, you know,
they've got you twisted.
They got me twisted.
If I had some kind of thing I could do for the NBA, because I have been watching a little bit.
Yeah.
Over the years, is I think they should, just to shake it up, next season, no three-pointers.
Wow. There you go. That would be interesting, actually,
yep.
And also really good for the 76ers,
I would
so
say
I'm about it.
Do it like Rockin' Jock on MTV.
Right.
Bring in the, like, the 20-point basket.
Well,
that's,
really,
like, way high up there.
An idea that I loved was...
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's a great
the
10-point idea.
Shot.
Yeah, because you could just reverse the fucking game out of nowhere. Like, yo, bring that 20-point basket
all
down.
Tall people. There'd be nothing,
so idea,
no skill.
Like, when Golden State was just, like, destroying everybody with threes a couple years ago, people were like, this is destroying the game. We need to change it. And one of the ideas that was floated that I still really like is that each home court has a different three-point, like, shape and, like, distance.
Oh, whoa.
So, like, in the same way that, like, Major League Baseball, you know, the outfield wall, like, you could be in a home run hitter's
That's
park.
That's cool.
Right.
Or you could be, yeah. So, like, Steph would be somewhere where, like, half court, he's just bombing from half court, and he's the only person
That's
in his
idea.
Own half. Yeah.
That's a good idea, because I was watching a game the other night, and I was just surprised at how much they were shooting threes. Like, they were just shooting threes and shooting threes and shooting threes.
Yeah, they now are at the point where if you're, like, driving for an open layup, you will kick it to a corner three if the guy is an open corner
yeah.
three, because that per point is the best, like,
value for
mathematical
your money.
Play. Yeah, value for your money.
Math ruins everything.
Math rules everything around me.
Math. Marim.
I said ruins, Marim. But I like math rules everything.
Marim. Mm-hmm. Get the math.
That's catchy.
Math
right.
ruins
that's
everything
catchy.
Around
yeah.
me. Let's talk Adam Schiff.
Hey. Look, he's got the reins of the House Intel Committee.
Okay.
And he's ready to do some shit. If we remember when Devin Nunes was running it, when he was the chairman, when the Republicans had the House, it was basically a laughable interview session where people from the Trump campaign or in orbit of the Trump campaign would come in to quote unquote testify about quote unquote Russian stuff. And
right.
they would just basically lie.
Yeah.
And no one really pressed him because it was up to the, you know, the chairman to be like, okay, hold on. Did you commit perjury? They're just like, okay, thanks for your testimony. You can go. And then all the Democrats are like, well, hold on. There's a fuck.
Right. Nobody was pushing them. Nobody was like cross-examining them in any way that was.
Exactly. And now, so on the first day of official business,
right.
Adam Schiff, now in the chairman's seat, has said, look, Robert Mueller, you're getting all the transcripts of all the testimony, like over 50 instances of testimony, over 50 different people, I think.
Wait, were they holding it back from him?
Yeah, because Devin Nunes wouldn't give him the official transcripts.
That's right.
Just to be like, oh, well, you know, I don't think it's good. I think for national security or whatever.
Right.
But, you know,
we can't trust Robert Mueller with these secrets.
Because if you look at it, like people like, you know, Michael Cohen and Rick Gates and stuff, and Paul Manafort, they've gotten in trouble for lying to Congress.
Right.
Right. So, and you can do that when you have an official transcript to say, this is what we know. Oh, wait, and this is what you said, you know, under oath, essentially, to Congress. So now he's going to have, not only is Robert Mueller going to have full transcripts, Adam Schiff's like, This is what he says. The committee also plans to release to the public all investigation transcripts, as it's committed to providing the American public with a greater transparency and insight into Russia's operations and the U.S. government's response. So, hey, everybody's going to get to take a look at what they were talking about. Now, this could be really bad for people who have not really seen the indictments yet, like Eric Prince and Jared Kushner and Donald Jr. Like, those are people
Eric
who...
Eric Prince, boy, would I like to see him go down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, creep. Like, he just went in there and was like, I don't know anything. When I was in the Seychelles, I just ran into that, like, murky figure from the Middle East. It was total coinky-dink.
Yeah.
We shall see.
I'd like to know how
many
blackface photos Eric Prince has in the closet.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ! It's his wallpaper.
I think Devin Nunes is like one of those people that a lot of these people I always think they're so lucky for suits and ties, and like full heads of hair and speaking as a person who has no hair, but you know, like I'm always mad at everybody who has hair, like, and mainly the hair.
Yeah, you fucking evil hair.
They look
fuck.
Like, you know, Devin Nunes looks like really squirrely and suspicious and like a criminal kind of. But if you put a suit on him,
right?
You know, all these guys are misfit sociopaths, and they benefit so much by suits and by the fact that a lot of them look like airline pilots. You know, cartoon airline pilots. It's so much theater. I mean, Devin Nunes, if you took him and put him in like an undershirt and a pair of shorts, you would see what he is, which is a grifter.
Right.
There are a bunch of grifters, and I'm so tired. They should all have to wear their regular clothes to the Congress.
He should have to wear like Gotcha weightlifter pants from the 90s with like a sun-bleached bum equipment t-shirt and wrap-around sunglasses. You'd be like, this guy, I wouldn't even let him near my car.
I bet he dresses like Joey Badafuco when he's like when he's back lounging around.
He's got like a little pigtail too.
It makes me mad. You know, Mitch McConnell. I mean, the guy looks like a...
Mitch McConnell wears jean cargo pants.
For goodness sake, the man, thank goodness for suits. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mitch McConnell does rock jeans a lot with a polo tucked into the jeans.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a professional look.
There's an amazing article about Devin Nunes' family. So he has like a really rich farming family from California, and that's how he became a representative from California, is because that's where his family's farm was. But they apparently moved away like 10 years ago to Iowa or Idaho or one of those places. And a reporter went to like report on that to be like, this is shady, because they are trying to hide that.
Right.
Because they don't want people to know that he's not really from California. And they like went full crime family on him, on the reporter. They started like tailing him around and like telling people to like tell him to like back off. And they were like, yeah, it's going to be bad for you, man.
Right.
It's really wild. Like,
look, if y'all got info on the real Nunes family farm.
Yeah.
Contact us. Nunes, when he ran for office, it's the kind of thing where he's like, my family farm, and it's probably like, they probably own like 70 factory farms where they shoot pigs with like they drop bombs on the pigs.
Right, and it's heavily dependent on illegal labor, and that's the thing he's trying to cover up, as well as the bombs that they drop on other people's farms.
they probably have Eric Prince come in and kill the pigs.
Like, he's just begging him, he's like, can I?
Can I just have my made team my own of mercenaries come in?
I made a homemade bomber.
Exactly. Can I test it on one of your family's industrial farms? Devin Nunes, sure. I'd love to watch too. Cool. It sounds great. That's true.
That's true. You can quote
us
on
that. True.
Chris, I'll take responsibility for that.
This has been a pleasure, man.
It's been so fun. It's great to be here. Really. I loved it.
Where can people find your work, find you?
Well, can I promote a specific show or no?
Promote the
January,
hell out of
January. January. Oh, I'm already off to a good start. That's not the right month. April 11th at the Bootleg Theater. I'm doing a show where I'm playing music, but I'm also going to have some stand-ups, and it's going to be an evening with Chris Crofton, and it is also my birthday. So... and it's a big birthday. I'm not going to tell anybody what it is, but you probably can figure it out.
Thirty-five. You said you were in your
40s. 35.
20s.
So anyway,
over the hill party
at the Crofton Show on Twitter, and I guess
the Bootleg Theater is in Los Angeles.
Bootleg Theater is in Echo Park. Yeah, April 11th, 9 o'clock. And the other thing is the Advice King. Check out my advice column. It's every 2 weeks in the Nashville Scene or on the Nashville Scene website.
Okay.
And it's called The Advice King, and it's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
It's a comedic advice column. I'm not qualified to give advice. You could look at my refrigerator.
And, and what's your handle on Instagram?
Oh, Chris_Crofton.
All right.
It's catchy.
Holy God. Underscore gang.
Underscores are sexy.
Yes. Are you on Twitter too?
At the Crofton Show, yeah. All right. I'm always on there trying to get things viral.
Get things viral.
Never happens. I've been on there so long. Never have one viral tweet. It makes me feel...
Well, let's do a real concerted effort to try and get some
viral.
It's
so sad. Yeah. I mean, if there was like a model for how hard I've worked for my... My measly, I mean, I love, now I'm putting down my followers, but I mean, like,
the idiots that
I mean, like, if there was, like, if you had to apply, like, the same amount of work to, like, building, like, the Empire State Building or something,
right, right.
It never, I mean, there'd be, it'd be, like, one story tall, right?
Right.
If you had the same ratio of work to result. Right.
There you go.
I've tweeted so many times, is all I'm saying. Right. And someone, please make me viral.
But he loves all you followers out there.
I love.
But he needs new ones.
I love all my measly followers.
Right. It's like us. When we need you guys to rate and review the Daily Zeitgeist on Apple Podcasts because we love you guys, but we also want new listeners. There are far worse podcasts that have more reviews than us. So,
yeah.
I'm not talking about you, Mo Rocca.
Uh-oh.
Mo Rocca's been coming at me.
Your
in my
mortal
mentions.
Enemy.
This
yeah.
is a good show.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I love it. You guys are fun.
Miles, where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. And also, yeah, like I said, we got a live show coming up March 7th at the Dynasty Typewriter with the Bechdel cast. We're doing a little collaborative live show, and it's unlike anything the world has ever
seen.
That's
awesome. I love Jamie Loftus and Caitlin. And,
yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic. Tweet I like is from @DanWhite, @DanWhite. He says... Was making $90,000 a year as the edgy quote-unquote social media guru for Hall's Cough Drops until I got fired last week for following a bunch of porn stars and tweeting, sore throat, eat my ass, at the Pope.
Chris, I forgot to ask you, is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Let me pull up on my 6S here. I found one, Amy Shanker.
Yeah.
Do you know who she is?
I think so.
She tweeted, I'm not a squirter, but I tell guys I am so they'll work harder.
That's great. And a tweet I've been enjoying, the Royal Butler at the Royal Butler tweeted, a lady must always initiate hand contact, otherwise a gentleman could be considered incredibly forward. # handshakes. And Hend Amory just said, yes, please, Britain's etiquette expert has spoken. Because, yeah, let's let them decide.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's that going to be?
This is a track from local producer, beat maker Shlomo from Los Angeles. This is a new single from him called The End. Just a good beat. And, you know, DJ Daniel, who edits the show, we might be releasing a weird mashup that he's just been working on. But anyway, this is The End by Shlomo. Great beat. You know, just a little hip-hop instrumental for you. If you're a freestyler, look, just download it and just go off in your car on your drive. Please.
All right. We are going to ride out on that. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast, and we will talk to you guys then.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Bye.
Something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.